In a lecture hall at Dover High School, Governor Jack Markell told a group of students scribbling down notes about one way they might be able to use the new Academy of Finance track later in life.
There's a whole career out there. They're called financial planners. And what they do is they help people manage their financial lives. Like, what do they, sometimes people find it really difficult to save anything at all. And sometimes with some outside help, people can help you identify, well, maybe you shouldn't be spending money.
Students in finance will learn skills like those and about accounting and investing, and they'll earn college credit toward related programs at schools like Dell Tech. The other new tracks next year are healthcare and computer networking. Luke Ryan heads up STEM programs for the State Department of Education, and he told the Dover students that every pathway is meant to connect them directly with jobs.
So making sure that you have the opportunity to participate in a rich curriculum that helps you build the skills necessary to be successful in a career, but also working with our employers to take you on, as a paid intern or take you on as an intern, so that you develop that work experience. You become acclimated to the culture of work.
That's been going on for a year already in five pathways: manufacturing, computer science and IT, engineering, biomedical sciences, and culinary arts and hospitality. Cassidy Benetti is a junior in the culinary program in Dover. She and some fellow students took a break from their culinary class, all still wearing their blue chef's coats, to hear the governor speak. Benetti isn't sure she'll keep studying culinary arts in college, but she says it's been worth her time anyway.
I mean, I'm definitely interested in it, but I think that either way, culinary is just giving me good opportunities in life with, like, jobs for now, and also learning how to cook is really important.
That kind of enrichment and more is exactly what the state hopes more students will find with a total of 55 pathway programs in 29 schools next year. They're being funded with $600,000 in state grant money. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Annie Ropeek in Dover.